This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, accused killer cops case in court, NRL star in hot water, and the TikTok trend labelled a recipe for disaster. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin with this afternoon's Nine News Podcast. A lawyer for the police officer accused of killing Sydney couple Jesse Baird and Luke Davies says they're not sure yet whether he'll fight the charges. Beau Lamar Condon is yet to enter pleas and did not appear when his case was briefly mentioned in court. Speaking outside the court, his lawyer was asked how his client is doing.
Oh, he's okay. I mean, for the most part, he's okay. It'd be very tough for him at the moment, but it's tough for everyone.
NRL player Braden Trindle will face court next month, accused of failing roadside alcohol and drug tests. The Cronulla Sharks halfback won't participate in games or training for the short term. A secondary sample of the drug test is yet to be confirmed. SMH sports reporter Michael Chamis has told 2GB's Chris O'Keefe the club is working with the NRL's integrity unit.
Even worse for Braden Trindle, it was while he had an expired licence. So a triple whammy for Braden Trindle and a pretty significant one for the NRL to deal with now. The integrity, they've been informed. Braden Trindle has spoken to the club straight after the incident and informed them of what happened. And it's a pretty disappointing outcome for a player who's had a pretty good year.
10 people have been killed in Malaysia, where two military helicopters have collided mid-air. The aircraft had been taking part in a rehearsal for a Navy celebration when they hit each other and crashed. Everyone on board was pronounced dead at the scene. Loved ones of a mother of two who was killed in the stabbing at Sydney's Westfield Bondi Junction are remembering her as a beloved friend to many. Hundreds of people gathered in the Royal Botanic Gardens to farewell Jade Young. Her mother says the effects of their loss will last a lifetime.
This tragic week will never end for us. This murder of a mother, wife, daughter, friend, business partner has changed the trajectory of so many people for the rest of their lives.
Meanwhile, surfers have formed a circle of boards off Sydney's Bondi Beach in a tribute for the six people killed in the massacre. Hundreds took part in the sunrise paddle out, observing a minute's silence for the lives lost. Crown Casino will keep its license to operate in Sydney after a lengthy probation period. Nine News reporter Katie Fuller has more.
The operator has been deemed suitable to hold its casino license in Barangaroo. The permit was stripped in November 2020 after Crown was accused of failing to act on money laundering allegations in Victoria. In June 2022, the business was given conditional approval to open a casino in Sydney, but the New South Wales Independent Casino Commission says it's managed to shift its culture during the probation period and will now need to maintain high standards in the long term. Its major rival, Star Entertainment Group, is in the midst of its own inquiry. In Sydney, Katie Fuller, Nine News.
And more than a dozen children have been taken to hospital in Victoria with serious burns after testing out a viral TikTok recipe. The children had put sugar and water into a plastic bowl and then in the microwave as part of making the candied fruit known as Tanghulu. Royal Children's Hospital Associate Professor Warwick Teague says it can have incredibly dangerous consequences.
Bowls are exploding and bowls are melting and kids are finding themselves all of a sudden in a whole world of pain and danger that they perhaps never anticipated. And that's why we're reaching out to help people to understand that this is a trend not worth following and these are recipes for disaster.
In finance, one Australian dollar is buying 64 US cents.
Sport.
Dale Finucane's illustrious NRL career is over. The dual premiership winning forward retiring immediately on medical advice. Two experts have told the 251-game veteran to retire because of repeated head knocks. In AFL, Giants stars Toby Green and Jesse Hogan are preparing to face the tribunal tonight to try to overturn their suspensions in order to free them to play on Thursday night against Brisbane. Australian golfers Jason Day, Adam Scott, Minwoo Lee and Cam Davis are all in the conversation for the International President's Cup team this year. Former pro Jeff Ogilvie has been named as one of three assistants to captain Mike Weir for the event in Montreal in September. Ogilvie says Day has returned to form at the right time and should be picked to play in Canada.
He's going to bring all that experience. He's clearly, he's He'd be happy to be sent out against anybody. He's not going to be intimidated against playing anybody. He'd be a great guy to sort of take a younger guy under the wing in the team games.
And A-League stalwart Lee Broxham has called time on a decorated career after more than 450 appearances for Melbourne Victory. The 36-year-old will retire at the end of the season. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. That's the Nine News podcast. For the latest in news, tune in to Nine News at 6 p.m.